John McCain, who survived more than 5 years in a Vietnamese prison and has run for the Republican nomination once before and lost to current President George Bush, achieved his long-sought goal Thursday when he accepted his party's nomination. With his reputation as a political independent threatened over the past year by his strong support for the Iraq War and other policies of President Bush, McCain told delegates he is a reformer in Washington who does not work for a party but for the people of the United States, a country he loves. McCain also praised his choice for vice president, first-term Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, who was a relative unknown just a week ago. Earlier Thursday, delegates nominated her by acclamation, the first woman Republicans have ever nominated for that job. The night before, she had electrified the crowd with a speech in which she pledged to stand by McCain as he seeks to bring change to Washington politics. McCain said he would help create jobs by keeping taxes low and to produce more energy at home. Earlier in the program, delegates viewed a video showing the September 11, 2001 Al-Qaeda attacks on the Pentagon and the World Trade Center towers in New York City, and McCain restated his position that the United States can win the battle in Iraq and prevail in the war against terrorism with vigilance. McCain also reached out to supporters of his Democratic opponent Barack Obama, saying despite the campaign fight ahead, more unites us than divides us. Earlier, Senator Lindsey Graham said McCain's support of President Bush's decision to send additional troops to Iraq was the right thing to do, even though it was unpopular, and he criticized McCain's Democratic opponent Barack Obama for opposing the surge of troops. Several speakers over the past few days have repeatedly attacked Obama, questioning his experience and leadership credentials. Campaigning in Pennsylvania on Thursday, Senator Obama responded to reporters' questions about the numerous political attacks on him by Republicans. When McCain completed his address, he was joined by Governor Palin, both waving to delegates with their families amid thunderous applause. Outside the convention site, protesters confronted police, who made several arrests. Since the convention began Monday, several hundred people have been arrested during daily protests. With the two parties' nominating conventions now concluded, the final stretch of the election campaign begins. Over the next 8 weeks leading up to the November 4th election, the two presidential candidates will hold three debates, and Governor Palin will debate Obama's running mate, Senator Joe Biden. If elected, Senator McCain would become America's oldest first-term president at 72 when sworn in next January. At 47, first-term Senator Obama would become America's first African-American president. Dan Robinson, VOA News, at the Republican National Convention in St. Paul, Minnesota.